Blog Talk Radio.
WCDB. Charles Brooks.
What is spiritual? What is moral? What is love? Spiritual moral is what is meant by a higher civilization and a higher love. Train blows love supreme as a spiritual moral force, a power for good, a power for good, in a spiritual moral love setting. Spiritual is an impulse toward morality. It is a feeling and an urge and desire for that which is excellent and a force for good, not evil. A power for good and right in oneself and in human relations. Spiritual is dead without action. Progressive improvement and movement in the development of the best in oneself and an expanding love of goodwill for all men, making for ethical character and conduct among all mankind. So what is love? Where is love? Coltrane plays love supreme as his wife stands near the piano, listening to Train's demand for a love supreme, where nations of people join hands in hand with one another, overcoming hunger, famine, thirst, homelessness, rumors of wars and lies and deception. Is this the love? Is this what love is? Is love supreme, Train's unspoken words and melodies as he reckons with the world set on a path of self-destruction, of self-sabotaging, human bondage, and alienation from within the universe? Train melodies portrays a force for good, not evil, a power for good. A power for good in today's society. Or did Train's sense a spiritual warfare without struggle, as sacred grounds deteriorate right before our eyes, with dreams deferred, as sons and daughters march off to prison from drugs and sex instead of marching off to universities? With love supreme, did Train see our elders hopeless with hunger, children shelterless, with past injustices still not corrected, and collectively have not taken our rightful place in the society of life? Spiritual moral is what is meant by a higher civilization and a higher love. Train blows love supreme as a spiritual moral force, a power for good, a power for good, in a spiritual, moral, love setting. Spiritual is an impulse toward morality. It is a feeling and a urge and a desire for that which is excellent and a force for good, not evil, a power for good and right in oneself and in human relations. A power for good, a power for good, a power for good, not evil.
Wow, spiritual warfare. Yes, this is Charles Brooks, WCDB, and we are into the chapter called Winter Solstice. And the guest calling number is 619-924-9716. 619-924-9716. Winter Solstice. You know, it's that time of the year. Coming up pretty soon, the shortest day of the year will be Tuesday, December 22nd, the beginning of the solstice. In modern times, Christmas is what is we call now. It used to be called Yuletide. Is for Christians all over the world, it would celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, which falls on December 25th, which becomes the highlight or the climax of the winter solstice. However, it's believed that this date was chosen to offset pagan celebration of Saturnalia and Satilius and Victor. Some believe that celebrating the birth of the true light, listen to me carefully, of the world was set in synchronization with the December solstice, because from that point onward, the days began to have more daylight in the northern hemisphere. Christmas is also referred to as Yule, going back to the Scandinavian period of ancient Europe, or deep into that, would derive from the North word Yule, referring to the pre-Christian winter solstice festival. It's believed that there was some type of subsuming there, where in order to get along, that the Christians began to subsume within paganism of the Scandinavians and, of course, of medieval periods. Yule is also known as Alban Aten, and was one of the lesser Sabbath of the Wiccan year, in a time when ancient believers celebrated the rebirth, now listen to this, of the sun god, and days with more light. This took place annually around the time of the December solstice and lasted for 12 days. The lesser Sabbath fall on the solstices and the equinoxes. Now, the rebirth of the sun god, Sol Invictus. You know, the Romans during the period of time had their sun god, but there was some conflict that they were trying to promote to export the Syrian sun god, to Rome. Elagabatis. Was the first sun god, the provincial Syrian god. Okay. Once installed as emperor, talking about Constantine, he neglected Rome's traditional state deities and promoted his own as Rome's most powerful deity. This is Augustus, teenager. This ended with murder, his murder, in 222. But then, later on, as we get further into it, I don't want to veer too far away from what my initial intention, which is not to exploit the period, but just to provide knowledge concerning it. Again, go back on track with Yule. Feast of Yule. The Feast of Yule was a pre-Christian festival observed in Scandinavia, as I indicated, time of the December solstice. Fires were lit to symbolize the heat, light, and life-giving properties of the returning sun. Again, the sun. A Yule or Yule log was brought in and burnt on the hearth in honor of the Scandinavian god Thor. Remember Thor? The comic book Thor. The movie Thor. A piece of the log was kept as both a token of good luck and as kindling for the following year's log in England, Germany, France, and other European countries. The Yule log was burnt until nothing but ash remained. The ashes were then collected and either strewn on the fields as fertilizer every night until 12th night, or kept as a charm and or as medicine. And I remember as a small boy with Christmas trees, you know, you would stand around and they would throw the trees and you would catch it, it would be yours. And then, of course, you put up, you decorate it with your little paper maches and so forth and so on, and little colors and what have you. And at the after the end of the 12 days, or after sometime during the Christmas night or early that next morning, you began to burn that tree until it burned into ashes. And, of course, the ashes is then strewn all over across the fields for fertilizer. So that tradition, as we can see, of this whole concept of the Christian notion of Christ being born December 25th, all of that was subsumed within the paganism of the medieval periods and prior to the medieval periods, or the Dark Ages, the ages, age of darkness. But this is not even what I'm talking about. Let me go a little further. French peasants believed that if the ashes was kept under the bed, they would protect the house against thunder and lightning. Against who? Thaw? Thunder and lightning. The present-day custom of lighting a Yule log at Christmas is believed to have originated in the bonfires associated with the Feast of Yule. Now, where I was deviating over before, I was getting kind of tongue-tied about, I'm coming back to it right now. Saturnalia in ancient Rome, the winter solstice festival. Saturnalia began on December 17th and lasted for 7 days. The day of Saturn, which is Saturday, the day of Saturn. Saturnalia banquets was held. Now listen to this very carefully. As far back as around 217 BCE, and of course Constantine wasn't around during that time, the festival was held to honor Saturn. Now listen to this. The father of the gods, and was characterized by the suspension, listen carefully, of discipline and reversal of the usual order. And reversal of the usual order. Now we can go into that and find out what usual order means. Grudges and quarrels were forgiven, were forgotten, while businesses, courts, and schools were closed. Wars were interrupted or postponed, and slaves were served by their masters. Masquerades often occurred during this time. It was traditional to offer gifts of imitated or imitation of fruit, a symbol of fertility. Dolls, symbolic of the custom of human sacrifice. Listen carefully. We're talking about the winter solstice. And you wonder why there's so much trouble that seems to go on during this period. Some people seem to be rejoicing, while others seem to be in turmoil and chaos and disarray of affairs. And candles are reminiscent of the bonfires traditionally associated with pagan solstice celebration. A mock king was chosen, usually from a group of slaves or criminals. And although he was permitted to behave in an unrestrained manner for 7 days of the festival, he was usually killed at the end. The Saturnalia eventually degenerated into a week-long spree of debauchery and crime, giving rise to the modern term of the term Saturnalia, meaning a period of unrestrained license and revelry. Tell me, don't we have that? Tell me that that doesn't exist. Tell me how you can see the children of Saturnia. Can't you see them flouting around, killing? I noticed I was looking at Donald Trump the other day and Putin. They look like brothers. Blonde hairs, blue eyes, What about the young boy that killed those four people, or killed so many of them? Maybe some of them are still hanging on to their lives and escaped with probation, and now has escaped that. And let me move on, because, you know, I can stray from things and it doesn't make sense, especially when I want to make a point here. So let me get back on track, okay? Yeah. Saturn. Let's look at that a bit closer. Saturnius, Latin pronunciation, Saturnus. Saturnus is a god in ancient Roman religion and a character in myth. Saturn is a complex figure because of the multiple associations and long history. He was the first god of the capital, known since the most ancient times as Saturnius Mons, and was seen as a god of generation, the solution, periodic renewal, and liberation. And later developments, he came to be also a god of time. His reign was depicted as a golden age of plenty and peace. The Temple of Saturnian, the Roman Forum, housed the state treasury. In December, he was celebrated at what is perhaps the most famous of the Roman festivals, the Saturnalia, a time of feasting, role reversals, free speech, gift giving, and revelry. Saturn, the planet, and Saturday are both named after the god. Isn't it somewhat of a feast when you see people, what is it, Black Friday? Black Friday, before Saturday, the Sabbata, the Saturnia, Holmes, Saul Invictae. It takes a while to get it. You know, I've been talking about the solars for a few years now. But the Roman god Saturn was known as Kronos to the Greeks. And think about some of the cartoons you used to watch when you were a kid. Think about some of the cartoons you're watching now and you hear these names. Think about some of the epic movies you go see, like Thor and others, and think about these names. Kronos. Listen, because see, nothing has changed. Nothing. Oh, let me get back on track here. The Roman civilization, as well as other pagan nations, worshipped the star, planet, gods. Cronus / Saturn is known as the god of time, harvest, calendars, etc. Saturn was the god of the harvest and of fertility, among other things. And his planet is, well, Saturn. But now the human people also, the Hebrew people also worship the stars. 2 Kings 17:16 says about the Israelites, they forsook all the commands of the Lord their God and made for themselves two idols cast in the shape of calves. And as Asherah pole, they bowed down to all the starry host, and they worshiped Baal. In astrology, it is believed that Saturn brings darkness, cold, sadness, death, and misfortune, isolation, and fear. In medical astrology, he is believed to rule chemotherapy. His color is black, element is lead. as in Acts 7, verse 41, and 2 Kings 17, verse 16, the calf or bull, Taurus, was the symbol for Saturn, the horned one. I need to take a moment here and let you ponder on what you're going to do.
Ooh, what you going to do? What you going to do when the world as you know it now is over? Hey, hey, like Humpty Dumpty sitting on the wall. And Humpty Dumpty, he had a great big fall. So what you going to do? Huh? What you going to do when you have gotten away from your crimes and now you must face the sky? Hey, 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 what you going to do? What you going to do when your baby is gone and you left all alone? Huh? Say, what you going to do? Oh, when you find that your best friend have stabbed you in the back while smiling in your face. What you gonna do when you find that the love you had, that you really didn't have a love at all? What you gonna do? Are you gonna get mad and go insane or just die? Or are you gonna get up? Tell me, I said, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Say it's time to rise up and get a light while leaving the past where it belongs, in the past. Slice away the weight plugged into your side. Get rid of other people's lives. Give yourself a break and live. Then tell me, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Are you gonna join the service and go off the wall and be a real soldier? Or are you gonna die in the streets calling yourself keeping it real? Tell me what you gonna do. Cause life out here ain't no joke. And you're gonna have to face it on life's terms. It ain't all about you. It ain't about what you have, what you know. It's about what it is. And life doesn't even know it exists. So tell me, what you gonna do? Huh? When it turns cold and you still wearing your summer suits, what you gonna do? Huh? When the frigid comes, huh? New Sami comes, huh? Oh, tell me what you gonna do. And all of life and all of its booby traps come down around you, and you think you so cool that you ain't no fool, but yeah, you can't tell me what you gonna do. What you gonna do? Tell me what you gonna do. What you gonna do? Tell me. I ask
hey,
you, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Huh? December 17th. Did you hear me say earlier that in ancient Rome, the winter solstice festival, Saturnalia, began on December 17th and lasted for 7 days? What happened on December 17th, 2015? I'm talking about yesterday. Was it not the opening for Star Wars? Okay, let me move on. The Roman god, Saturn, is the god of witchcraft, astrology, potions, divination, and false prophecy. False prophecy. It makes you a slave to time. Controls the harvest, and demands the sacrifice of your beloved children. Tell me, oh, have they not been sacrificed? Last year and the year before when I spoke on the Winter Solstice, look how many young people were being killed in the streets, in prisons, missing. Is not that the same now? You live under the Judeo, what is it, the Greco-Roman civilization. Is that not the basis for the Western civilization? Hey, well, what I'm talking about is, what are you worshiping? Who are you worshiping? You know, we call ourselves Christians, we call ourselves all a bunch of kind of things. But we get into these holidays, you know, many of us become sad, we become drunkards, we get into drugs, we want to get high, you know, want to have promiscuity, you know, sex, lust, everything. But God just got through discussing all that. It's that time of the year. But we get caught up into it for one reason or another. And we pray that this whole period goes over, or at least we could be drunk until when we wake up, it would be after the New Year's, and maybe we could just start all over again. Am I right about it? We don't have to be like that. It's a matter of knowledge, of knowing where you're at. It says, the Roman god Saturn is the god of witchcraft, astrology, potions. You know, you mix up a little ice, you mix up a little crack. Those are potions, era. Potions. Divination. Worshipping in false gods and false prophecy. It makes you slave to time, controls the harvest, and demands the sacrifice of your beloved children. Charming, isn't he, Saturnia? Yeah? Would you choose Saturnia to be your god under these circumstances? No. Then why do you worship him? The Romans, they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the sun of Hinnom. Hinnom. To cause their sons and their daughters to pass through fire. And Moritz, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judea to sin. This is Jeremiah. Jeremiah, listen. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the sun of Hinnom, caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire into Molech, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judea to sin. Jeremiah 32:35, and I got to go. We can go on and on, but I hope you got something out of this. Where's that girl? Where's that Christy? Christy always comes up with beautiful songs this time of the year. We're going to go out with my girl, Christy Love Brooks, Nature's Lullaby. WCDB, Went to Soltis. Stay tuned as we continue the fall of Babylon.
Village green, all the leaves color my world today. Water blue, the sky is too, color my world today. It's nature's way of saying, give a hug, give a smile. It's nature's way of playing. Imagination runs wild. Village green, village trees color my world today. Windy day, blow leaves away, make me feel today. Raindrops fall, we're wet and all, I can feel today. It's nature's way of saying, feelings come alive. It's nature's way of playing. I feel good inside. Village green, village trees color my world today.
WCDB.